What's up? Welcome to another episode of Snacks Packs. This episode is brought to you by that really fuckable green M&M.
Well, if she's not supposed to be sexy, then yeah. Why are her lips so full?
And why does she have boots on? You know what I'm saying? Let's go ahead and fucking get to the bottom of that.
My foundation was going to be the foundation to make all of the government agencies fist fight each other to determine
their budget. That'd be cool. Yeah. That'd be bad. Oh, my God. That'd turn into a TV show, dude.
Dude,
is the DEA going to get their fucking dicks kicked in? I bet the CIA would always come out on top somehow.
CIA has got some moves.
Dude, yeah, the CIA would have, like, sleeper agents.
I would say, honestly, I mean, the NSA is the most fucked. We can definitely agree. It's all computer nerds.
Dude, yeah, they're getting their ass whooped.
They've got barely any field goons.
I'm sure there's a dude in
the... I think the IRS would have some hitters that we are sleeping on.
But you have to... You can't, like... You can't name your champion. You have to have, like, somebody within the department, and they had to be working there for at least 2 years. Because if there's got to be someone in your department, they'll just hire fucking Conor McGregor for like a day.
It should be instead of a weight category, it's a years served category.
Yeah, I agree. So yeah.
I want the director of the FBI swinging on the director of the National.
Yeah, that's it. And whoever wins gets the bigger budget for the year. I'm sure.
Imagine all of our government agencies being headed by like 8 foot tall.
Dude, just fucking jacked, dude. It's fucking goddamn.
Huge monsters.
Committing war crimes, dude.
They're like, National Park Service has never been better funded.
That dude's out there wrestling bears, dude.
It's really never gotten better. Or they do a big pitched field battle and it's raw numbers v numbers.
Yeah, so, I can see that.
There's 90,000 IRS agents, people, and there's 35,000 in the FBI.
Really?
So.
How many are in the NSA?
We'll decide. Oh, that's a good idea. NSA.
Because it's like a giant field battle. I bet, I don't know, man. I feel like the NSA would have a ground to fucking, you know, stand on because, one, I bet they could get the knowledge.
Ooh, they have 32,000.
Really? Yeah. What's it take to work at the NSA?
Last year, they just, I think we're out.
Okay.
We're just out.
Not good OPSEC.
We, like, delete the podcast, and we apply.
Just to work at the NSA.
You deleted your podcast.
Yeah. You got me. You got me.
They're like, sir, this is the NSA.
There really are things. Everything on the internet is forever.
Last year, it said the NSA. Oh, and thanks to our buddy Jim for bringing to my attention that we had left a video of us on YouTube. I'd forgotten about it.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it was nice. I wouldn't care so much about showing my face and whatever if I didn't talk about fireable offenses at my job all the time.
Yeah, and you care about your job.
I do. It allows me, I get to work from home, so I'm going to stick by it.
Yeah, that is nice.
This article that I came up about the NSA thing says last year they launched an unprecedented hiring effort to hire 3,000 more people, and I was like, why? What?
Yeah, what do you need? Let me Google.
Why?
What? How do I work at the NSA? How do I work at the No Strings Attached? What's a mid-level career at the NSA look like? Administrative support, computer science, cybersecurity, business accounting.
I want to just be a janitor there so I can be like, yeah, I work for the NSA.
Yeah, dude, yeah, 100%. Absolutely. Security and law enforcement, intelligent analysis, language analysis, mathematics, science.
Let's just check the NSA career site.
Yeah, that's what I was kind of looking at just to give an overview. You guys got a position for clowns? Because I can be a good NSA clown.
Wait, what?
Goose, go work for the
mechanical
NSA.
Mechanical engineers? No shit.
What are they building?
It's the top result is a mechanical engineer. Hold on.
Yeah, currently applying to the NSA as we speak.
Yeah, they would. What I want to be is an entry level counterintelligence investigator.
That'd be cool. Yeah.
What do we do?
Yeah. What do
I don't know?
You just listen to things and be like, that might be a threat.
Yeah, that's bad.
That's pretty much, that sounds exactly what that job is.
Dude, listen to this front page of the NSA jobs. All right, you ready?
Yeah.
These were all posted within up to 12 days ago. Mechanical engineer for facilities. Cryptographic vulnerability analyst. Counterintelligence investigator. Crypto material controller. Industrial control system specialist. Network installation specialist. Clinical psychologist. Intelligence analysis development program. Occupational nurse. Quantum researcher.
What?
I'm like, wow.
Dude,
Dennis is hiring everybody.
I've just come to the point that I'll never have a job like that. What do you do? I'm a quantum analysis researcher. I'm like, the fuck does that even mean, my boy?
No.
Nothing.
You know, I hung out with a couple of PhD people on Friday. We went to the Doge Poach. And I hadn't met this one guy. I went with my friend, and it was her boyfriend that I hadn't met yet.
Yeah.
And he's getting his PhD in doping glass substrates for quantum networking. And I was like,
cool, okay, cool, dude. Cool. Whatever the fuck that means.
I was like, awesome. Yeah. The man didn't have a goddamn thing to talk about.
You don't say?
Nothing at all.
You don't say?
Nothing at all.
Professional student didn't have any life experiences he could share with you?
I'm like, God, PhD student, man, y'all, so interesting, but you've really pigeonholed yourself.
That's where I find some comfort in the fact that I'll never be at like a level like that. Like I'm only fucking, you know, 29 years old. I've had a pretty interesting life so far. Not been like great all the way through, but it's been very interesting. And people like that,
podcast hosts have been armed guards at a wall.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, right? Exactly what I'm saying. So I'm like, you know, fucking, you can have your job that is gonna pay you so much goddamn money that you'll never have to worry about nothing ever again. But
well,
also,
you gave up your 20s. For it.
Yeah, you're boring. I'm sorry. You're fucking boring. Yeah. Like, missionary, sex-soaking Mormon boring. Sorry.
Fucking 12 years. It's been 12 years since we graduated high school, and you have almost nothing to show for it except for
you've
been to more
except
school.
You've been going
cool
to college.
And good, and we need them. Yes, awesome. College is cool. No, I'm not talking shit on college. You're just a wee bit boring.
Yeah, that's okay. Just a little bit. And that's okay. You can be boring.
But I wanted to hang out, and then we like went to the dog park for like an hour and a half, and I was like, I don't know what the fuck we would do after this. Like,
yeah, what do
what
you
talk about?
What do you like to do for fun or whatever?
I was like, he's like, yeah, I like to play some games. I don't really have a lot of free time, so most of them are games from like 2013. And I was
Jesus.
Like, all right, well,
Jesus, dude.
Do
that's
you
insane
read? He's like, no, I just got to read for work. So,
what
for school? Yeah, I was like, yeah,
yeah. I was literally about to be like. But I was literally about to be like, what do you do for fun? I was like, what do you do, like read books or something? But they're probably not fun books. They're probably boring.
No. Yeah. It's just, you know, no, they haven't traveled. They don't have any
money. No, fuck no. Yeah, they've been
like,
professional student. How much do you think that man's student loan?
I thought it would be cool to. Oh.
How much do you think them student loans are?
I would guess between $150,000 and $200,000.
That's insane. That's like
dude, school
that's
out here is crazy. East Coast schools are for reals and reals.
You think he's got rich parents?
No.
No? Really?
No. I think he's just in debt now.
Okay. At least he's like, if you got rich parents, that's okay. That's not your fault, you know, and it's not a problem or anything. It's not your choosing. But refusing to acknowledge that your rich parents are the reason you can do so many, you know, stuff, so much stuff, like go to school full time and not have to worry about surviving.
I think
acknowledge that.
Like him, once you get into like $100,000 in debt,
what's 20 more? 50? Or yeah, what's 50 more?
Yeah. Yeah, like who cares?
Not gonna
so,
pay
you know,
that
he doesn't
off
have any money. He's like, I'll just get another loan.
Yeah, get
know
it. Yeah.
Whatever.
Bet my credit score.
$2,000 a month now.
Yeah, Jesus like fucking Christ, dude.
Yeah, I was bitching about my student loan payments when I started because they were like years and years ago. They were $270 a month.
Yeah,
and my friend is like, yeah, mine are $1,000 because she's $180,000 in debt to become a doctor.
Damn,
and I was like, oh my God, $1,000.
That's crazy.
I could spend $1,000 a month on student loans right now, but I would do nothing else.
Yeah.
I could never eat out.
Nope.
I could only eat in my house. I could not leave or drive my car for any reason.
Could not have any fun.
No fun.
Turn your mic up a little bit.
Okay.
Turn it up just a smidgen. You're about a half mass. I'm coming in a little bit over half mass.
Trying to angle my mic a little differently because I don't like how it comes through if I'm straight at it.
I get that.
On Discord, it's a little too easy.
I have mine pointed at my like right cheek, and then I talk forward, which comes out nice. Yeah. Oh yeah, we're not doing content today, by the way.
In case you guys didn't know. Yeah, we're not. It's because I'm hanging with the gays this week, and I didn't want to have to run right from that to this or cut it short. So we decided instead of having to make content faster and sacrifice quality for you guys, we decided that was not acceptable.
As if I don't bang out my notes.
Also, we didn't want to try that hard.
Yeah.
So,
bang out my notes the day before the podcast.
In a single day, yeah.
In like an hour fever of like just frivolous typing, dude.
Reading fucking three tabs.
At the same time, absolutely. A YouTube video of that subject playing in the background so I can absorb the information.
Plus, we've done, dude, I literally do that too. That's so funny.
Yeah.
We've done, what, 12 episodes? 11?
Yeah, maybe something 10? Like that. Something, I think it's.
Okay, 10.
10.
Well, it felt like more.
Yeah, right? It felt like way more.
So we're doing a tiny little breaky poo, but we'll go back. We'll go back.
Dude, my ritual is.
Think of the season, and also if you have new ideas, please.
Yeah. My ritual is I usually. Because I'm out of town usually on the weekends, I listen to a podcast about, or like some kind of long YouTube video about the subject I want to cover on the way there. And then I listen to the same one again on the way back. So by the time I get home, I have an idea of the story in my head. So I can skim an article or two.
I can skim an article or two
and then just fill in the blanks with what I heard.
Sometimes some of the stories I've cracked into are so hard to establish, like,
dude,
narrative.
Yeah, like, I'll look for, like, a podcast or something about it, and it's, like, some dude who recorded a 15-minute podcast about this topic with the worst audio quality you've ever heard. I'm like, I appreciate you. Don't get me wrong. I really do appreciate you, but
you really listened to this and thought it was good.
Yeah, and this could have been a YouTube video. I'm sorry, but releasing a 15-minute podcast is crazy town.
I agree. There's something I need you to explain to me that I just assume you know about.
Okay.
What is a Gypsy Rose Blanchard?
You know,
what's going on?
You don't know
that?
Who Gypsy Rose Blanchard is?
No, I missed that story. What's the deal?
So her mom was what's the condition where you...
Munchausen.
Yeah, Munchausen syndrome, that's what it was.
I just guessed. Is that really what it was?
Yeah, that's the one. Well, her mom, because I got it mixed up with, like, not Stockholm syndrome, it is not hypochondriac, Munchausen syndrome, that's what it was.
I was just like, if it's her mom, I don't know, Munchausen's probably.
Yeah. So her mom basically convinced her that she was, like, terminally ill and someone probably knows more about the story. Me personally, I don't give it two shits and a fuck about Gypsy Rose Blanchard, but I know the story.
Okay. Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah. So her mom was like straight up convincing her like she couldn't walk, she was terminally ill, all this stuff, blah, 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 blah. Like going as far as doing like cancer fundraisings for her. I think she even got a Make-A-Wish, which more reason to defund Make-A-Wish. You don't do your research that well. So look into the kids you grant wishes to. Not all kids get wishes. You know what I'm saying? And was basically keeping her sick, quote unquote. And like, I don't know if she was actually poisoning her, but I wouldn't put it past her. Her mom was a cunt.
And then a movie that was like supposedly kind of related to it, right?
Well, yeah, it was like a direct retelling of the story or something. They made a movie about it.
What is it? Run?
I don't fucking know.
You know what I'm talking about? Haven't you seen it?
No.
The girl in the wheelchair whose mom is making her sick and she's like, she has to get out of there.
A lot of girls in wheelchairs around here. You know what I'm saying?
Hold on. Wheelchair, girl, sick, mom. Movie.
Yeah, you'd probably put movie.
Not Run, yeah.
Is it Run?
Run 2020. You haven't seen that movie?
No, huh?
Whoa, with Sarah Paulson and Keira Allen? Bro, that's a fucking... tense movie.
Really? No shit.
That's $1 million budget horror. Yeah, that's it's. You should see that movie for sure.
Oh well, goddamn. I guess I will.
I'm honestly stunned that you haven't seen it. Yeah, it's actually. I'm gonna need Jim to go back and listen to 153 episodes because I swear Snack said at one point that he did see that movie.
But, did I? Yeah.
Or he could have just lied.
I could have lied. Yeah, I'd be doing that.
but no, it's a good movie. It is really good. Is that? I was like,
I don't know if that's based off that story, but essentially, I think Gypsy had this phone or something like that where she could communicate with the outside world. She meets this guy online, and they start talking, and who's a what's in it or whatever, and then basically come up with this plan and murder her mom. And then they get arrested, and she does some time, and the boyfriend does time, obviously.
They call this... Dude, wait. What the fuck? When did we find out about Gypsy Rose? When did this all come to light?
This was forever ago. She just got out of prison.
This article... after 8 years. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
This article is like... This Hulu movie that run is far-fetched. It's the plot of a real thing.
Yeah, what are you talking about, dude? No, yeah, that's an actual thing that happened.
What the fuck?
But yeah, she got put behind bars, and then she got out of prison and caught in like last year sometime. And she did a little social media stuff for a while, and then she, I guess, probably got overwhelmed with the pressure of that. And she was married to this man for a little bit, and I guess they just divorced or something.
They just got announced divorce 3 months after prison release.
Yeah.
I didn't know why. That was like news, and I was like,
why does this random person getting divorced?
Yeah,
it's because she killed her mom. Well, her boyfriend did, but she was a part of it. Which, you know what? I don't know.
The guy that she married was the murderer?
No. That dude's still in prison.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, obviously.
Who knows?
Yeah, I guess it's fair.
But he married her while she was in prison. Man, and she gets out and it doesn't fall apart. That's embarrassing.
Yeah.
That's embarrassing. They had, you know, it's not the same writing letters and hanging out.
Nah, man, you meet them in person, you're like, fuck.
I actually don't like you very much.
And it's like, I don't know. I don't know who initiated the divorce or whatever. But, like, as somebody who is, I feel like people who do those, like, prison relationships or whatever are like, it's cool because you can write them letters and, like, it's very romantic or whatever, but you also gotta, like, keep it in your head that they're in prison for... And it doesn't mean everyone who's locked away is a bad person at all, but they're in prison, and if they've been locked away for a significant amount of time, it does not matter, you know, how, you know, minimum security prison or whatever. They were still locked behind bars for fucking almost a decade. Like, that changes a person. Like, when they get out, when they get outside, it's gonna be a hard transition. Some people take to it easier than others, but it is gonna be a difficult transition nonetheless. And it's like,
so how is your brother doing?
Yeah, he's great, to be honest. I'm surprised.
Like, this is surprise.
Yeah, that's why I threw in the it's easier for some people, because me and my brother talk or whatever, and we've got into the weeds about some of it, but you know, for the most part, he's transitioned. You know, fucking he, as far as I know, he hasn't gone back to using drugs and has like a welding job now. He went to welding school. He worked, you know, fucking 80 hours a week for a production company and then went to welding school and got a welding job and shit like that. So, I mean,
yeah, we don't have to air his shit out. I wondered if he was a little, in terms of social values, behind what we call PC, you know,
not necessarily.
I just feel like I would just kind of assume that about anybody who's in prison.
There are some things he says that I'm like, don't say that in public. That's a little dicey.
Oh no, we don't think that's funny anymore. Mm. You're like, brother, I need you to stop quoting Venture.
Yeah, books, yeah, okay? Stop it right now. But there are some things he says that I'm like, I can't say that, you know, in front of regular people. That's not family. But at least he has an excuse. Some of my other brothers will say stuff, and I'm like, you've been out this entire time. You know that's not cool to say. What
you're
the fuck is wrong with you?
Right? Yeah. Outrageous. Yeah.
Yeah. So he's got an excuse. But yeah, as far as that goes, I mean, he's done perfectly fine acclimating to He's a very level-headed. I don't know. Honestly, I think he's way. I'm not going to say better because that's not true, but he is way more level-headed and like, you know.
Is it possible that prison actually?
I don't know.
Wait, it's not supposed to do that.
No, because it was like. Before he went to prison, it was like he would go get just like fucked up and it would be like an adventure. Like the time that I got woken up at 6 a.m. Because they stole someone's car or whatever. And I had to go drive that stolen car back to the owner with my stepbrother while my brother, prison brother, was all fucked up and shit. But now he's not like that. He'd be drinking, but he just doesn't get like belligerent or anything. It's wild. It's crazy to me that you
that's
know
cool. I'm glad
yeah, me too. I was worried I was worried
a lot
about
of people
it.
Who go to prison tend to go back to prison,
yeah, and yeah, or yeah, come out, yeah, worse. Yeah, we that's one of my biggest fears. I was like, he's gonna fucking, you know, not in the business of rehabilitating people, so he's gonna go and then he's not gonna change and he's gonna get out, which, you know, bad expectations to have, but we prepare for the worst in this family. And he caught out and just fucking kept on keeping on the straight and narrow. And I was like, damn, that's so tight, dude. And then we like had a talk about it. And I was like, yeah, man. And which this is not any, like I said, not any information I haven't told him. I was like, yeah, man, I was like super worried you were going to go fucking, you know, go back to prison. I was like, drugs are tight. I'm not here to disagree with that, but they're bad. And but I'm proud of you. And then he said
drugs are tight.
Yeah, drugs are tight. Then he said he was proud of me. He was like, you're talking about how you're proud of me. He was like, I'm proud of you for not getting into drugs like me and dad did. And I was like, hell yeah, dude. I had some good examples of why not to. It was tight.
You're like, a doctor gives me my drugs.
Yeah. Okay. I get mine legally, yeah. Thank you.
You got any headlines? I got some. I didn't have a ton.
Yeah, I don't know. I figured if the ones that I was going to choose, you would have already had, so...
The Abby Hensel, you know about the conjoined twin?
No.
She got married in 2021, but the news just came out that she got married. She married a man.
Okay. What's
I got
dude, navigating life like that must be like really hard. Really hard, especially
I
like
found out that they both had to pay for college.
And no
they only
shit,
paid for one job.
What?
I was like,
that's bullshit.
Oh,
that's fucking
my
horseshit.
God,
they both okay. What if one of them doesn't pay for college? If they wear like earphones the entire time they're there, like, you can't absorb this knowledge. That doesn't
they're
make
like,
any
I'm
sense.
I'm gonna wait until Abby go ahead and put her earplugs.
Yeah,
in.
Yeah. Go ahead and pop those AirPods in real quick.
It was like that time I was in that museum in Russia and I was listening to the English tour guide and she's like, you didn't pay for this. I was like, you walked into this
room,
bitch.
what do you mean, my guy? I was here first. Yeah.
They're like, get out. Like, oh, well, fuck
me,
yeah,
I guess.
She married a man.
Okay.
She married a man. And legally, they are two separate people, so the sister conjoined is unmarried.
What an interesting situation.
It's a lot to take in.
Well,
I was reading about it. They each control an arm, which is awesome,
dude.
So they could both write at the same time.
The teamwork that had to go into like learning how to like, you know, work in tandem.
I wonder if they can type.
That'd be crazy. Yeah,
together.
Yeah, that'd be insane. That probably. Oh, I mean, we're too far in the future for them not like. If you can't type on a keyboard, you're in trouble, especially going to college.
Keyboard.
You are in trouble.
I didn't find anything. They're teachers. You know that, right? Like they.
Oh,
so
are
like
they?
They teach a class together. Yeah. Oh, together they can type on a keyboard and drive a car.
That's tight.
Whoa.
Hell yeah, that's crazy town.
Abby, the one on the left is like, I'm cold.
Yeah.
And the one on the right's like, I don't give a shit.
Yeah, I don't give a goddamn. I'm not turning.
I'm not gonna do a fucking thing.
Yeah, a fucking thing about it.
And then the one on the left's like, fine, I'm putting the window down.
you gotta learn to be really like. Obviously, you've never known
they
anything
each,
different.
Oh, okay. So they each have a heart, stomach, spine, own pair of lungs, and spinal cord. And they each control one arm and one leg.
So theoretically, could they survive on their, like, I mean, obviously they're not going to separate because that's an incredibly risky fucking...
They had been told when they were born that they could be removed, but it was a huge risk.
Yeah.
It was a risk. They actually... Oh, the continued growth of Abby's spine was surgically halted after Brittany's prematurely stopped growing.
Ew.
After 12, they both got surgery to correct their combined scoliosises.
Scoliosi.
Each twin manages one side of the body. Okay, hold on. There's a small amount of overlap at the midline. In the midline from down the middle.
Okay.
So they can both feel the belly button. It does say stomach aches, however, are felt by only the twin on the opposite side.
That's crazy. I would imagine getting, like, separated.
They can play piano.
That's tight. That's badass, dude. That's fucking sick. I would imagine getting separated at that point would just be more of a disability than an advantage, because it's like you've spent your entire life with this, like, you know, essentially another person.
Three kidneys.
No shit. Oh, you guys.
This is. I'm sorry. I know this all came out in 2012. I've only just now learned about.
Yeah.
About it. I'm stunned. Yeah. In fact, the doctor said it was unlikely they would both survive.
Yeah, that's what I figured as much. Yeah, that too. And even if you did, like, you're missing an arm now, and also, like, you know, you're just, I don't know. Seems like it would be more of a disability than an advantage.
It sounds like a nightmare.
Yeah.
Both had to get their driver's license exam separately.
That's so dumb. That's so stupid, bro. Fuck y'all. Fuck you.
Dude, the government's like, I just don't have a form.
Yeah. We've never experienced this, to be honest. Dude. Yeah.
They literally both have to try. They both have to work together to drive the car.
What if one fails and the other passes? Well, dude, imagine being a cop and, like, pulling them over and being like, all right, how does this work?
He's like, get tickets.
Yeah, I'm gonna need to see some licenses? ?
Oh my god,
navigating life must be fucking like, especially like the one that just got married. Like, how do you know that this person is fucking in it to win it for you and not just some, like, weird, crazy, fucking weird person? I bet they've clocked enough weirdos in their life that they can be like, you're an alright guy.
So they got married, right? Let's crack into that now.
Yeah.
So they're married. Like, that guy married the two of them, right? Like, there's no way that one sister's gonna marry a different man.
Well, you don't know that. I mean, if they've got to, like, do they have two separate birth certificates? They have two separate social security cards? Then the other one has to marry someone else because they can't marry the same person, right? That's illegal.
So, but I mean, that's the thing. Legally, he's married to one, but I'm like, I think that in practicality, they both like have to approve of him. And
I agree. Yeah, absolutely.
I think he's effectively in a polygamous marriage.
Yeah, by proxy. And
with the consent of, like, all of them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't even think it's real or possible that he marries one of them and the other one's like, I hate that guy.
No. Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
That can't be.
That would
right,
be terrible.
Right?
Yeah.
That's insane.
She's like,
I'm using the butthole tonight.
Yeah. I mean, I would imagine
that's terrible.
That, like, they've just gone through life with, like, needing each other's approval to, like, do something so much that it's not even like, I really like this dude and I really want to marry him and I know you don't like him. It's like, oh, my sister doesn't like you? Too bad. Then you'll never, you know, see me again.
If they can type a response at the same time together, yeah. Like, their brains, like, they're two separate brains, but, like, they are, you know, like, on a new fucking...
Yeah.
What's your cat doing? It's pissing
me
off.
She's trying to sit in my lap, and I don't want to be fucking covered in Borges hair, so I'm, like, pushing her down, and she keeps trying to get back up.
She won't stop.
Dude, she's fucking trying. She's really trying. They're basically, like, you know, just in sync to a whole nother level.
That is... So, yeah, that guy... Guy has two wives.
Damn.
Which is cool.
That's crazy.
He's one of the only legal polygamists in the United States.
That is insane.
Oh. They intensely dislike being stared at while going about their private lives. I'll try my best. I'm so sorry. But, I mean, oh my god. I'm sorry. I'll try.
Yeah, it's one of those things of, like, I'm not staring at you because I'm like, whoa, what is that? I'm just like, whoa, yeah, if I can see that. But I get it. I understand. I, you know... I ain't a fucking conjoined twin, but people sure as fuck stare at me when I go out.
Yeah, they said that they did the reality show when they were younger to just be like, there, look.
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
don't
here it is.
Don't bother me anymore.
You got all your answers, yeah. Fuck off. I don't want to
fucking... They're like, I want to have a normal life. I'm like, that's cool.
Understandable.
I hope you get that.
Yeah.
I don't think you can, but I hope that you do.
Unfortunately, there are too many people in the world who will not let that happen. But, you know, you can have as much of a normal life as possible.
That is so insane.
It's
like, they're both smiling in the wedding picture. Like, he looks like a big old nice guy. I wish the best for him. Can they get pregnant?
That's a great question. Conjoined twins married. Yeah, he does look like a nice guy.
Doesn't he? He looks like a nice guy.
Yeah, he does look like a nice guy.
Also, who would be the legal mother? How would that work?
That's a good question. I don't think they could.
They cut the birth certificate in half. Like, I don't
know. Yeah, there you go.
I don't know. That's all we have.
We finally get to break out the perforated birth certificate. Here you go. But I don't know. I wouldn't imagine
they don't
have children.
Actually know if they can get pregnant.
Really?
Yeah. That if it would be viable.
I
think that with modern science, like, these two are probably in territory maybe we've never seen ever.
Yeah, no.
Right?
Absolutely, like, not. Unless
you get a baby like this in 1542, that's a dead baby.
Yeah, yeah. They do not live into adulthood. I would imagine the only way they could probably have a child is, like, you know, not organically, you know?
If Abby or Brittany go on to have biological children, they would be the first female I hadn't looked that word up before. Fused side by side twins to do so. That's never happened before.
Yeah, I feel so, that is insanely uncharted waters. That is, like, super uncharted waters.
The male conjoined twins, Chang and Eng Bunker, who were born in 1811, had 21 children.
God damn! They had no problem. That's because you're not the ones carrying it there, bud.
Broke the record for most children born to unseparated twins.
That's crazy.
Dude, what? That's even, I don't know.
What?
That's insane. I'm like, they married those twins that I'm talking about, or maybe they weren't Chinese. That guy's name was Chang. I don't know what they look like. I don't know. I'm sorry. I don't know.
Yeah, painting yourself into a corner here.
Yeah, they were Asian dudes for sure. Okay. Confirmed that. I don't know where they're from. But it says, they were paraded around America. Oh, Thailand. And what is now Thailand is what it's called. They married sisters, Adelaide and Sarah Yates, and lived in separate homes, spending 3 days at a time in each home.
Jesus, what a schedule. Yeah,
that's so reasonable. They're like, all right, man, we gotta do something.
And then
it's like, all right, man, I'm gonna plow. Will you put the plugs in?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Go ahead and put up the curtain real quick. All right, sounds good.
Hey, man, pulls the curtain down. So sorry to bother you. We're actually gonna switch to doggy style.
Yeah, we're gonna need to turn over real quick. Yeah. Dude, conjoined twins is such an interesting... Such an interesting thing to me. Cause
the Bunker twins I'm looking at, look, they were kind of like at the side. So they each had their own legs.
Oh, okay.
Instead of legs.
I bet they were so fast, dude. I bet they were so fast.
I think they were not.
No, probably not.
I think they were really slow.
Probably not.
Although they did... actually, in early exhibitions, they were exoticized and displayed their athleticism.
Back to being fast.
Around America and Europe in freak shows. Yeah.
Back to being fast. Yeah. That dude's fucking 100 meters probably crazy. Yeah. Crazy. Yeah. That thing, like,
that's,
sorry.
These guys lived in early 1800s Siam as combined twins. That is nuts.
Dude, if you were a Siamese twin that had all four legs and you could be mobile, you would kill it in the horror industry business. Like,
my God.
That's where I was going with that. I didn't mean to say thing. That was my bad. I apologize. But you would, oh man, you would do great because that would be incredible. I mean, the likelihood of that happening.
They had a lot of beefs.
Did they?
A lot of beefs. People were really mean to him. One doctor was like, let me look at you guys sealed together. And they were like, no, fuck you.
Yeah.
Fuck you. And he was like, you're fakes. And he started throwing stuff at him. And they started throwing hands.
Hell, I
was like,
yeah, dude. You're fighting
a fucking knuckle sandwich, bro.
You're fighting two people now, dude. Bad fight to start. I'm not surprised. So it was crazy. Some fucking... when was this? The 18 what?
They were born in 1811.
So it's like the doctors back then were basically just guys. Dentists, usually, or just barbers. Yeah. So, like, he didn't know what the fuck he was talking about.
They were such traditional American citizens that they bought slaves.
No shit.
Damn. Yeah, I'm like, all right.
All right, you're deep in the cut with that one, but... Good,
I'm like,
God.
You got paraded around freak shows,
yeah,
and then
you were
slaves.
You were put on display, and like, it's like one of those things, like, did that make you feel good? And maybe, I guess, they were like, they saw it as like, oh, everybody loves me. I'm being, you know, everyone's coming to see me, and then you go and buy slaves? That's crazy. That is insane.
That is horrible.
I wonder how much money they made in their lifetime.
This article, actually, the Wikipedia page has like some Civil War propaganda of these two dudes.
Really?
Yeah, man. They were these guys were fucking big news back then.
Yeah. Like, I can imagine.
Two men from the Far East who were connected together. And
not,
like,
and
wow.
Not only they weren't, but not only were they like connected together, but they could like walk. Or they had their use of all four legs and could move around shit. So like they were insanely. People back then must have saw them and were like, what the fuck.
You know, they just pointed and stared there like a toddler.
That
like,
person, those dudes fucking solidified some people's faith. Like, there is a God. Look at that.
Dude, and also, man, be connected to your bro. What if he's into just like super different kind of ladies? You're like, dude, come on.
What if one of them's like all
marry her? Don't marry her.
What if one of them's like a murderer, and then he gets put in prison, and then you've got to go to jail. Like, how does that work?
The article about these two dudes is actually crazy. They would have been good for the Relentless season.
Yeah,
they stayed up. They were like hunting. Which I'm like, do they have to get multiple hunting permits?
That do they probably, but you can bring home twice the bucks.
I was like, they'd better get twice the fucking bucks.
Yeah, twice the bucks, yeah.
But they were out hunting and some guys were being shitty and they threw a rock at him and then his brothers threw hands. And so, and now you're like, oh, I guess I'm throwing
hands. Yeah, I guess by proxy, I am throwing hands now.
You can't be there and just be like, I'm not fighting.
Yeah, no, you just like start like moving your head around and then
just punch my brother.
You get into a gunfight with him, you're getting shot at by twice as many hands. You know what I'm saying?
That's true. They would have been maybe excellent soldiers.
Yeah, they would have fucking. They'd have been crazy soldiers.
Oh, they lost their slaves after the Civil War. Great.
So were they That's Confederates? Awesome. Is that what I'm hearing? Were they in...
They lived in North Carolina, yes.
Yeah, you guys would have loved Jasper from the Twilight series. He was a proud Confederate. Yeah.
Bitch.
You really fucking went through all that shit as conjoined twins and you fought for the wrong side. Losers.
They didn't fight, but yeah, they were... They
supported the wrong side. Losers.
What's really sad is one of the dudes died first.
Ooh.
You know?
Ooh.
That's horrible.
So how does that work? Is it like you're like, I'm going to be gone soon later?
The other guy died just a few hours later.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
They said that they couldn't tell what he died of. And remember, 1874.
Yeah, I don't know shit about Dick.
I think this man died of fright.
Yeah, okay, buddy.
Thank God he was here.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. Yeah, these are the Siamese twins. These are the guys.
Damn. I mean, I would imagine
they coined that term.
Oh, did they really?
Yeah,
from Siam. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, all right.
I would imagine if one dies, then the other one is not long for this world after.
I would just simply give up to...
Yeah, same.
I'd be like, okay, it's over.
How old were they when they died?
What are you going to... 63.
Damn, they lived a pretty long fucking life.
I was like, dude,
holy
I was like,
shit.
Hey, these guys live 60 years cross continents in the 19th century?
Dude, fucking. Yeah, I don't know, that like the what are the odds of them being born conjoined twins and then living in their 60s, traveling across the world, truly, one in a billion. Like, you are, there was no, never anyone else like you in that time.
I mean, it seems like him and those two and Abby are, like, the conjoined twins who've lived more than 10 years or some
that's
shit.
That's so fucking crazy to me.
That is crazy as fuck. That is fucking crazy. I take a moment to be thankful that you're not in that situation.
100%.
And you're as happy as Abby and her sister Brittany are, they would probably prefer that they just had healthy, separated lives.
Yeah.
I would think.
It would probably be 10 times easier, but it seems
they
like
they want a normal life. If they weren't conjoined, I imagine that would be closer to the life that they want to live.
Yeah, and I mean, it seems like they're making the best out of the situation they were given, though, which, and it seems like it's, maybe.
In this day and age, that's hard.
Yeah, yeah, and maybe making the best isn't the best way to characterize it. They're living their life, and it sounds like they're living a good life, so.
Yeah. So, cool to them.
What other headlines you got?
J-Lo had to cancel a bunch of her tour.
I've been seeing a bunch of shit about J-Lo. What's going on with her? What's going on, girl?
She dropped an album.
Oh, and it wasn't good. Was J-Lo's album not good?
The article was she was devastated that she was forced to cancel shows, and I was like, J-Lo, who told you this was?
Yeah, no, you weren't even a big deal back then. So I mean, you were like in the news circuit or whatever, but I feel like people weren't, you know, chomping at the bit to go to your shows.
She tried to do like a full Lemonade kind of thing with like visuals, a tour, and an album, you know. But the thing is, J-Lo isn't Beyonce.
Yeah, so not at all.
It's hun.
Yeah, not just at all.
And this is a sequel to her 2002 album, This Is Me. This is her 9th studio album. Her first in a decade. I don't know what made her decide to do this.
Because all these other artists are making these comebacks and she's like, oh, it's my time to shine. J-Lo, I'm sorry.
She said she spent $20 million financing the album.
You
spent $20 million and nobody told you that it was.
Yeah, nobody. They were getting paid. They didn't care. They were like, yeah, whatever. You'll learn. I'm
J-Lo
sorry.
J-Lo gave me $5 million to make this album.
Yeah,
so.
J-Lo, the only good thing you were in was The Cell. That is the only.
What's
excuse
J-Lo?
Me. I don't know why you were in that movie. I'm going to be honest. Don't know why you were in it. And you weren't exactly the star of it, but you did a good job in it. I love The Cell. It's a great movie.
Let's see. I'm looking at her movies. She was good in Selena, which was in 1997.
Oh, was she? Okay.
Yeah. Right. Have you ever seen Selena? About the singer?
Oh, Selena? No, I have not. I know about the singer, but I have not.
It's fine. It's good. It's actually, looking at it, it has a 6.8 on IMDb, a 67 on Metacritic, and a 66 on Rotten Tomatoes.
Okay.
It's a perfect two out of three stars.
Yeah, this is a textbook, it's all right movie. Yeah.
But that movie is really iconic, like, for Selena fans. In fact, I think Selena died. That was like, that was yesterday. That was 28 years ago yesterday.
No shit.
28. Yeah. Her killer is
supposed to get released. Yeah, soon. Isn't she releasing like a documentary or something where she's going to talk about it all?
Yolandi, that's her name. Yolandi Savadana.
Yeah.
When does she get out of prison? She's doomed. Like,
yeah,
no, you one of the most doomed people who's ever been alive.
You gotta move. You gotta move
like
out of the country.
I still see memes about Hispanic people like, I'm gonna shoot her.
Yeah, yeah, dude. Yeah, I was like, you cannot. There's no like, you definitely can't go back to your own community.
Eligible for parole March 30th next year.
No shit. Oh yeah,
she
girl.
Probably won't get it. But also she will die.
I would say probably for her own safety, she should stay in jail, prison. So
the story of Selena's killing is really sad. Like she, it's I don't know. We haven't really had anything happen like that in a long time. Where it'd be like a crazy person just blasting Taylor Swift 5 years ago.
Dude, you know? Could you imagine? Whoa. Could you imagine if someone just blasted Taylor Swift right now? Like that person would have to have a special prison made. Yeah, they would have to have like a special prison made for them. Like that where
the Swifties would really kill her.
100%. Yeah, a fucking 100%. They would go like they would have to go to some secret black site. There's no way they could be in a regular prison. Cuz some dude's fucking like daughter it would be a huge Taylor Swift fan, and apparently, and he would turn out to be the driver of the car for like the Aryan Brotherhood or some shit like that, and just fucking put a hit out on him.
She was like the president of Selena's fan club. Selena's fan club.
No yeah. shit. She, oh she, yeah, that's right. Yeah, she was been
exposed for embezzling some money from it. Yep. And got caught and then shot Selena.
That's what you do. You kill someone over some fucking money, bro. Get the fuck out of here. So
now
dumb.
You're like the most famously hated person.
You're like the most...
only other one I can think of is like William Brinkley. Like, you know, the guy who shot at Reagan.
Yeah.
Or actually, no, I can't even remember the guy who shot Lennon. What was that guy's name? That dude's making YouTube videos, remember? That was the guy who shot Reagan.
Yeah, that was it. Yeah.
Mark David Chapman. Yeah,
he was the one. Yeah,
people remember Yolandi's name,
dude. Yeah, you are one of the most universally hated people. Probably, I would say the world, but I feel like that's a little broad. Definitely in the United States. Like anyone who knows dick about shit, if you ask them, they're like, "Yeah, fuck her."
Oh, I mean, in the Spanish speaking,
yeah,
community,
exactly.
So,
yeah,
all of South America. Yeah, like God damn,
girl,
people
you
traveled from like all over the world for her funeral and shit. Like they made pilgrimages.
Dude,
and
that's
shit.
Fucking yeah. You cannot be. It's like the story.
J-Lo, you're not Selena. Okay, I know you played Selena in the movie. You're not.
You're not her.
Just ain't her.
You're not that guy, pal. You're not that guy, pal.
It's so like canceled tour dates.
Did she cancel all of them or just a few?
Not just a few.
Okay.
A few, yeah.
Okay. It's like,
and I'm just like, you know, I don't care at the end of the day. You're still Jennifer Lopez. You're rich and
yeah, for real. Ben you don't Affleck. Have to
like,
fucking
your life's chill.
Oh, is she married? Dude, that's right. She is married to Ben
right?
Affleck. I tell you, right? I forgot about
yeah,
that. Yeah.
Still? Yes. Yeah, they are. Yeah.
Damn. All right. Speaking of Ben Affleck, I watched the Nike movie they made.
What?
Yeah.
Which one?
It's got Jason Bateman in it, and it's got Ben Affleck. Right. I'm thinking of the right person. Yeah. It's
Nike.
Yeah, and it's got Matt Damon in it too.
Oh, the movie Air.
Yeah, the movie Air about the Jordan.
It
was pretty good. Yeah, it wasn't bad. I enjoyed it.
It was a $90 million budget. It made, listen to this, in the box office, 90.1.
Yeah, that's coming.
Like, we made it.
Yeah, coming up on the top, baby. That's all
we're
that matters,
green, baby.
That's all that matters. I also,
buddy,
I watched Arkansas, which was really good. I kind of just put it on as background noise, and then I got into it. It's got Danny McBride in it. Yeah, it's got Danny McBride in it. And Seth
Duke, holy shit!
Yeah, Seth Rogen's in it too.
Forever,
yeah.
I didn't know Clark Duke still got roles. When did this movie come out? 2020?
Yeah, not super long ago.
He directed it.
Let's see.
This is the guy from Sex Drive. He's directing movies with Liam Hemsworth in them now.
Oh, hold on, I lied. Wait. We already talked about this movie. This was a good movie, yes. I'm thinking of Arizona. That's the one I recently watched. We did
not Nebraska?
Not yeah, right?
It's a different movie.
We did talk about Arkansas, though, on the podcast. It's got Vince Vaughn in it and Clark Duke.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
So we talked about that. I'm thinking of Arizona.
The cast on this movie is crazy. You got Liam Hemsworth, John Malkovich, Vince Vaughn.
Yeah, and it was like Arkansas was a movie that like had a crazy cast, but like didn't, you
know. Michael Kenneth Williams was in it.
Didn't get a lot of traction.
R.I.P. to Michael Williams.
Dude, right? R.I.P. to a fucking real one.
Arizona. That movie.
That's what I'm talking about.
I feel like I might have even seen it. Was it good?
It was funny. It's about Seth Rogen is a realtor, and Rosemarie DeWitt is also a realtor, and Seth Rogen sold her house, and now she's underwater in it, so he gave her a job at the realty place. Danny McBride shows up and is mad because he's also underwater on his house because it's just not developing like it was supposed to. Ends up killing Seth Rogen, takes Rosemarie. Do what?
Sweet
oh, yeah, yeah,
in
she's
it.
In it too. Yeah, yeah, she plays Danny McBride's ex-wife. But yeah, he ends up kidnapping her and is like trying to figure out a way to like keep her quiet or whatever. It's pretty
sounds
funny.
Like one of those movies that gets like a little too dark.
I didn't get that. Yeah.
You ever seen the movie with Seth Rogen where he's a security guard?
Observe and Report?
Observe and Report? Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Dude, that movie, I was like, haha, I'm ready to watch fat Seth Rogen be fat Seth Rogen. Ha ha ha.
Yeah.
And then it was like very dark and brutal. And I was like, oh shit. Like, oh my God.
Dude, yeah. Like that part where the flasher comes out and he's running through the store and Seth Rogen just shoots him and it's like a fucking bloodbath. Yeah.
It's like a super brutal shooting. Yeah. Yeah.
No, I did like Observe and Report though. I thought it was a pretty fucking funny movie. I like when he's doing the police psychological exam. And she's like, he's like, I do have this one reoccurring dream where there's this black cancer cloud going across the city, and I'm there with a big fucking shotgun, and I'm just blowing people away. I was like, damn, all right, fuck. And Ray Liotta was in that one too, which is fucking crazy. Yeah.
Yeah.
RIP to a real one.
Wait, Ray Liotta? Oh, yeah, Ray Liotta did die.
D.E.D.
I keep forgetting which of the gangsters died.
Yeah, and who are still around.
I can't believe that Robert De Niro is still alive.
I know.
Did we talk about that? How about, like, Al Pacino and Robert De Niro are, like, on the list of oldest fathers ever? Like,
oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
They're only, like, top 20 oldest fathers of all time.
That's insane.
You guys are gross.
Dude, for real. Also, like, that kid's gonna be, like, 15, and Robert De Niro is gonna be like 90 something.
Maybe 95 years old. Yeah,
that's crazy. Yeah.
That's obscene. But he's not aging like, who was it? Who's that one dude who just, it was from Ghostbusters. Do you see these pictures just coming out?
No, huh?
Frozen Empire. Hold on. The new Ghostbusters. I always forget this fucking dude's name.
Let's see here.
My goddamn IMDb. Is it? No. I'm looking around.
From which Ghostbusters?
You don't have any headlines, do you? Yeah. I think he was part of the new one.
The newest Ghostbuster? I've been seeing clips of that from my
Frozen
For You page.
Empire. Is it supposed to be good?
I don't fucking know, dude. I have no idea.
It's got.
I haven't watched a single.
Ernie Hudson. Have you seen these pictures of Ernie Hudson? Look up Ernie Hudson right now. Ernie Hudson, 2024. Type that into your goddamn computer.
Damn.
This is a 78-year-old man. He's a man. 1 year. Wait, hold on. How old's.
That man is jacked as fuck.
And he is 1 year older than Donald Trump.
No shit. That's crazy.
I'm like, oh. Oh, in fact, it reminds me. I was watching. So, Lizzie showed me this show called The Floor. You know about that one?
No, uh-uh.
It's a game show where it starts with, like, I think 30 people in a grid on the floor.
Oh, okay.
Rob Lowe.
I only know about this show because they play it at the bar I go to in Tulsa, and I watch it sometimes while I'm sitting at the bar smoking cigarettes.
But for those who don't know, Rob Lowe is the host, and the person, every person in their little square has a subject that they pick that they are the best at, and then it picks a randomizer, someone goes up, they choose who they want to go against, and then you compete against them in this 45-second or 30-second, maybe it's like 45 seconds, quiz where they flash pictures and you have to identify a thing related to it.
Yeah.
And it's a billion different topics. And it's a whatever. It's a fine game. It's fine.
It's
but there was this one part where, yeah, exactly. I mean, it's an American game show. It's not Schlagenstar. There's this one part where, I wonder, can you see this? Let me send it to you over. Oh, yeah. I think I might have sent it to you on Snapchat.
Do it on Discord, and I can play it through the board if
it's. No, it's a picture.
Oh, is it okay?
I sent it to you. And maybe, you know what? I'll post it on the Insta for this episode, actually. But there's this one guy was talking about how he did good on the quiz because it was some old stuff. And Rob Lowe's like, yeah, those kids don't know about it, just like when we were kids. And I was like, wait a minute, what? And I go and look, and this old man with gray hair, and he's not even ugly or particularly
old. No.
He's like a 59-year-old guy. He's like in pretty good shape. But he looks like a 59-year-old guy. He's in pretty good shape. And Rob Lowe is older than this man, and he looks like 25 years
right, yeah,
younger.
Rob Lowe. It's insane. How old is Rob Lowe?
15. Oh, no, that guy is 58. Rob Lowe is 59.
Damn, that Rob Lowe is 59.
No. That guy, I have it backwards. I knew I was going to do this. That guy was 59. Rob Lowe is 60.
Damn, Rob Lowe is 60? That is a dude. I hope. I know
Rob
I'm not.
Rob Lowe's got all his fucking hair and everything.
Yeah, I know
it's still. It's like barely even salt and pepper.
Yeah,
you know?
With how I treat my body, you know, maybe that'll change in the future. I hope
you're gonna
look as
like
good
the guy
as,
on the right.
Yeah,
at 40.
I hope I look as good as Rob Lowe when I'm 60. I actually don't hope I make it to 60, but like you know, if I do, fucking you know, I hope I look like a good looking 60-year-old. That's so crazy to me.
I'm gonna post that on the Insta. Yeah, Rob, the game show is fine. It's got the annoying American editing where they have like literally, so they have 8 duels, right? And the duels are 45 seconds. They have 8 duels per episode, and it's an hour long.
It's an hour long?
Yes.
You know, I never really grasped how much commercials get jammed into shows until full episodes of like SpongeBob started showing up on my TikTok For You page.
They're 10 minutes.
And I was like, oh my God. I was like, with no commercials that you could post a whole fucking episode and it would be under the time constraints.
Yeah. Remember in the half hour, they had 2 SpongeBob episodes.
Yeah. That's fucking crazy, dude. That isn't like it. I haven't watched regular TV in God knows how long, so like I'm never.
Dude, it is legit like a trip to watch TV now.
Like
I like went somewhere recently where they had TV on, and I was like, "What are y'all doing,
dude?"
Like,
I remember I was working at the school, and they have like a day room, and I went in there one night. I was gonna work in the night shift, and I was watching TV, and there were commercials coming up where I was like, "Is." Like, because I was watching Adult Swim, I was like, is this a real commercial? So, like, they had one for, like, a Donald Trump bear, and it was like, you can comb his hair and stuff like that. I was like, is this a fucking real commercial? Like, am I being fucked, like, trolled right now? Yes, it was 100% real. I was like, no fucking way.
Commercials, that's, like, the perfect time to air the worst shit.
Dude.
You're like, I have no idea.
Yeah, you will never know if it's a real commercial or not. But it was. I was like, damn, you guys fucking, you could have told me that was satire, and I would 100% believed you.
We have got, I'm telling you, we only have 7 months left, right? Trump's going to lose this election. I really believe that.
Yeah, same.
And that's it. This dude's not going to live, not going to run to, the Republicans aren't going to give up 12 years of the presidency.
No, right? No.
So he's not going to go again. So I think we only have about 6 or 7 months to come up with a stupid, terrible Donald Trump-related product that we can hawk and sell to morons and make a bunch of money. We've only got so much time.
I often think about that of like kind of the I'm playing both sides, so I always come out on top. Stupid. I want to, the people that do this will never come out and say they do this, but I want to know like the dumb like empires people have built off like shitty, like not even just MAGA hat, just like insane people products that they know they can peddle to this niche group of fucking insane people because there's enough of them out there that will buy it, and how much money they've made off of it. Because I feel like that is a great business strategy. And then you just go and you promote it in those circles. You make a fake fucking profile. I'm fucking goddamn John Danger, and I like eating meat and fucking pussy and shooting guns. And they're like, oh, this is a man's man right here.
That's
and they'll
totally
buy whatever.
Me.
Yeah, they'll buy whatever.
And you wear like Peaky Blinders outfits or something.
Yeah, something like that. And then they'll buy makeup called war paint, and it'll make them feel better that it's called war paint and not actual makeup, because that's a real thing that is a product. It's man makeup that they call war paint, so men don't feel insecure about wearing makeup.
I'm reading,
pussies.
You know, No, that's a good idea. Your idea of like leveraging your empire off of some bullshit made me Google the pet rock inventor, and I wanted to see if he did anything with his millions. He had like a successful advertising agency, but otherwise, not really. Nah, not really.
That man peddled rocks to people. You can't get more successful than that. Millions of dollars selling people rocks, I mean, come on. Rocks with googly eyes on them? I don't know. Did they have googly eyes on them? They might have just been regular rocks. I don't remember the original pet rock
that it looked I believe they had.
Yeah, I mean, people are dumb, but you got to slap some googly eyes on it.
Oh no, they were rocks.
Oh, it's just a straight up rock, huh?
That is be some rock.
That's crazy. How much do they retail for?
Original? That's a good question. I mean, you know, too much.
The new ones do come with googly eyes that you can put on yourself. Yeah,
I'm looking at a vintage pet rock with original box. Does not have it. Yep.
Does not have googly eyes. That's incredible.
Let's see. How much did they sell for? It's so funny because, you know, he's $4. $4.
That's crazy.
He sold over a million.
$4? Oh, my God.
Well, all right. Well, now we got to do an inflation calculator to see what $4 million in 1976 money is.
So much.
Yeah, I know, right?
That's impressive.
1976. It's kind of ridiculous, but I've always been on looking. It's $23
million. Damn! $23 million? That's fucking insane. So if we made a
pet rock and sold it for $5, we would have to sell 4 million of them.
Damn, I don't know, man. I don't know.
4.6 million of them. I don't think the market can sustain that.
I would say I think those people are dumb, but I don't think they're buy 4 million pet rocks dumb, unfortunately.
Not yet.
There's something there.
To be honest, I think the NPC reactors are the living equivalent of cashing in on pet rock.
That's true. That is very true.
They're being the pet rock for money at that point.
I have a very big, like, you know, it's weird. People are always surprised when I tell them this, that I'm very uncomfortable, like, filming myself in public. And like, you see all those videos of people like, and what I'm getting to is I'm very uncomfortable filming myself in public. And there's a girl who shows up my For You page every now and again, where she walks down her street in New York or whatever. And she films those like NPC live streamers just on the street doing their thing where they're just like bouncing up and down. And when they get gifts, like, they say the catchphrase or whatever. And I'm like, man, I wish I could do that. I wish I had the balls to fucking and like the blind confidence to just go out there and do it.
The lack of shame.
Yeah, the lack of shame is what I'm looking for. Exactly. The lack of shame to go and do that. But I can't. I don't have it in me, unfortunately. I need to get better. I need to get better.
I'm just telling you, think about the thing for the right wing bullshit. You know, like a good one is... the water bottles or cans of water they sell that are called liberal tears. Like, that is the genius. Oh, yeah.
That is that's fucking genius I need marketing. To come up with.
So, that's why, like, low-key, I do kind of keep an eye on the stuff, like Trump says, in case something gets picked up, and I'm like, perfect, run it.
How would we go about making sure it's not associated with us? You know what I'm saying? Because that is public. I mean, that's pretty public information.
I mean, I don't know.
Yeah.
If it works, I don't care.
That's fair.
You know, if we sell, you know, we make, even if we made $100,000 off it, it'd be like, yeah, I did that.
Yeah,
shit,
I did that. You know? I did that. And then when it likes, you know,
I don't care.
You see the decline start to happen. I mean, I bet if you told somebody, like, there's obviously going to be people that'd be like, oh, you're still, you know, supporting that image, blah, blah, blah. And it's like, I just took money from dumb people. I'm not, no problem from doing that. Yeah. Yeah.
People who supported, like, the most hateful, fascist,
disgusting
leader.
Person. Yeah. Yeah. Built like built like a box of mayonnaise ass motherfucker. I don't feel bad.
Really give a shit what happens to those people.
Do not feel bad taking their money.
No. So yeah, keep an eye out for them. There's something there. Something.
And like you said, we have a very limited time to do this because once
we do.
I don't think Trump will ever stay out of the media until he dies.
I think he'll just die.
I think he's going to have to die because he just can't. He can't not
can't eat McDonald's for 70 years and not die.
Yeah,
it doesn't make any sense. It doesn't make any sense.
I mean, when you're fucking, I guess I don't even want to say when you got all the money. He, for what it's worth in the term wealthy.
If dad lived to be 93.
Dude, his fucking mom and dad look like supervillains. They look like...
Oh, his mom looks bad. Yeah,
his dad looks like someone slapped a thin layer... Mom died at
88.
His dad looks like someone fucking slapped a thin layer of skin on a skeleton and was like, that'll pass.
If he lived to his mom's age, that would be another 11 years.
Yeah, that would be a nightmare. People ain't dying like they used to.
11 more years of Donald Trump, dude.
That's I wonder what kind of like memes and internet content we're gonna get when he dies. Like, I want to see just the people making fun of it or whatever, but like the people who are like building shrines to him when he dies. I'm interested in seeing how that goes.
I think it's likely by the time that he dies, especially if he loses his next election, I don't think anyone's going to give a fuck. I think he'll be so out of the public consciousness by then.
I disagree.
Really?
I think he will. He definitely won't be in, you know, the people's conscious as much as he is because he's running for president or whatever. But, you know, you have people who built their whole lives and personalities on. What are you watching?
I was like, did that open? I was trying to open. Okay, yeah.
I think there's so many people that have built their identities around him that he won't be going anywhere, at least, you know, media wise for a long time.
I mean, like, his brain's really turned into soup. Like, we can see it.
In real time.
He's going to get to where he can't say nothing.
I agree.
He's gonna get the real dementia.
But it's only going to propagate this fucking more conspiracy theories of these dummies who are like, oh, he's being silenced, blah, 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 blah. I just think the MAGA storm, unfortunately, caused so much fucking, you know, there was a goddamn insurrection, caused so much fucking, like, damage that we're not gonna hear the end of it for a long time. Definitely not as much as we used to, but I think it's gonna be around for a hot minute, unfortunately.
That's a
he'll die and those people, the MAGA tendencies will still be there and they'll still, you know, sport their Make America Great Again, whatever, but they're going to latch onto some other fucking insane, you know, person.
I really don't know. I mean, we know that's how the cults don't work. Once they lose the guy, they it's over. You know, maybe they fall into a different one, but it's not like Eric Trump can just pick it up. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, those cult people go to cults, but like, Trump is their fascination, you know,
and they
can't do without it. They can't do it.
Damn, it's going to be media circus.
I can't wait.
Yeah,
I cannot wait.
It's so interesting times in history. Have we ever really like had someone like? Obviously, there's been multiple people like this in history, but like in our recent years, someone like this to where they amass such a fucking crazy cult like following that people storm the Capitol for him. I
literally right now, BBC just updated me that he posted the bond, the 175.
Oh my God. Of course he fucking did. Of course he did. That man will never pay for a thing he's ever done in his life.
This is to do the appeal. And if he loses this appeal, he will have to pay the full $500 million now.
Well, let's hope he does.
But that's going to be after the fucking election.
Yeah, the
fucking election.
I fully believe that man will never pay any kind of, will never face any kind of consequences for anything that besides drawn out legal stuff. That's it.
Seth Meyers did a bit, and he was like, "And now for a new bit where we call Seth tries to laugh about a thing that's actually making him go a little crazy." And he was like,
"That's how I feel like reading the news and stuff like that." We've had this conversation many times of like, when you think about the world and like the grand scheme of things, it's very hard not to feel like hopeless and just fucking, you know, distraught basically because of how shitty things are. And it's very hard not to think about that, especially as someone who, you know, pays attention to the news, pays attention to what's going on, you know, in the world. It's very hard not to let those thoughts creep in and, you know, fucking be sad.
I mean, so I just read, so I've been feeling the big sad, and I read a sad book, because sometimes I kind of have effect of, like, it's, like, so sad, I don't know, kind of shakes me out of it.
Yeah, purge, like, you gotta purge the sadness out.
It's kind of like my brain's version of crying, so I wouldn't just cry, you know? So I'm like, there we go, that was real sad.
Purge it.
And I just read this book called Never Let Me Go by Kazuo Ishiguro. I don't want to spoil... So the description of the book is, like, a little bit of a spoiler. Like, I looked it up later, and they're like, this, like, a two-sentence synopsis. They're like, boom, this is what it is, and this is what happens. And, like, it's a reveal.
Really?
There's a reveal in the story. And I was like, okay, well, that's kind of lame.
Yeah, what the fuck?
I don't really know how to... Oh, there's a movie? Oh, with Keira Knightley and Andrew Garfield?
Really? When did it come out?
And Carey Mulligan. 2010. It's called a British dystopian romantic tragedy film.
I'm sorry. You're just going to slap all those on there and be like, all right, that's it. That's all of them.
I mean, a dystopian romantic tragedy is a good way to describe it. The book was... I want people to read it if they think they'd be interested in it, but I don't want to spoil it. But it's a lot of interpersonal drama. That's kind of what it's about. Like, a little bit of a coming-of-age story.
Okay.
It's in an interesting setting, because you'll find out. But it's also the kind of book where if your brain is just fucking TikTok zooted and you can't stand to watch a whole one-hour TV show, then you would say this movie, like, nothing happens.
Yeah,
or
the book, I mean. Okay, okay.
Something happens, obviously.
Yeah, you just have to pay attention.
So there was this... you know, someone asked me why I didn't go on Goodreads, like, why I don't have a Goodreads account, and it's this fucking comment. Because I saw one of the top-rated reviews, and they were like, good God... Even though this is supposed to be some sort of more intellectual science fiction, I don't care. There's dystopian undertones and X scientific thing that's in it.
Yeah.
Ergo, it is sci-fi. And I like my sci-fi loud, shiny, and dramatic with lots of explosions and computers that talk.
Shut up,
like,
bitch.
I hate him so much.
Shut up, you fucking nerd. Oh, the bad kind. You're the bad kind of nerd.
Ah, dude. Like, oh my God!
Sorry, something doesn't.
That is an adult Star Wars fan.
Yeah, 100%. I'm like, sorry, it doesn't spoon feed you fucking space battles and goddamn fuckable robots. But sometimes you just don't get that in a sci-fi book, you stupid asshole.
Yes, it's sometimes it's allowed to just fucking be slow.
Yeah, and and be realistic.
Well, I was reading it. What you said right there, I was like, holy shit, I could never write something so realistic and emotionally complex. This is like, they're writing about like the feelings and drama and ambiguities of dealing with like a 60, you know, heavy important stuff, and also meaningless teen drama among 16-year-olds. I was like, I could never write.
No,
this book.
That's
it's so good.
That's incredibly. That's an incredibly hard thing to convey.
To be compelling.
Yeah, to be compelling and to portray in a book, and like, you know, you don't. There are good books that do not have, you know, really emotionally intelligent writing in them. You can have plenty of good books like that, but for
Martian,
Anywhere to a T, But to be able,
I bet the guy who left that Goodreads review
loves Andy Weir. Project Hail Mary was one of his probably favorite books that came out recently. Yeah.
I'm gonna go find that dude's Goodreads.
Yeah, go check that man's reviews. I want to know. But to be able to write, you know, characters that are dealing with real world emotionally in-depth problems is really fucking hard to do, especially them.
And this is a dystopia, so it's like, it's really, like, more than anything, kind of an alternate history. The writer described it as, what if in World War II, our big advancement wasn't, like, nuclear technology, it was, like, what they did in, like, the biology fields stuff like that.
That's interesting.
And, no, it was. It was really interesting. And
what was...
I, and
Sorry, what was the EMP they set off in Termination Shock? Wasn't it like
that chemical one that the Indians launched?
Yeah,
it was crazy. Yeah, it was like a chemical battery process. Yeah. This dude. So, this other person's review was like, they were like, they met. You know, imagine when a guy gets thrown through. They said, man, this movie's interesting and all, but I want to know more about the guy who owned the hotel where Sarah Connor hid from the Terminator. I bet he leads a fascinating life. And they bring that up as, like, that's why this book sucks, because it would be about the guy who owns the hotel.
What
and I'm like,
what?
No, that's cool. Yeah. I'd be down for that.
Yeah, that's
explore
lit.
Explore more of the world. It doesn't have to be, like,
yeah, explosions and fucking blood and shooting everywhere, which is like, cool. That's fine.
The idea of, like, how a normal person adapts to the world being so weird and different from ours is, like,
great.
The most interesting idea.
Yeah, because, listening to the hero stories is cool and everything, but, like, I just want to know how, like, the average person fucking lives in this time. Like
he said, there's a reason Harry Potter starts when he gets his Hogwarts letter, folks, because no one wants to hear about ordinary people being ordinary. That's the whole point of fiction.
Just and say, like, you don't have the attention span. And also,
I was like, oh my, yeah, books you read have got to be the worst.
Yeah, ordinary people being ordinary in a Harry Potter universe is not ordinary people being ordinary. I want to know.
That's what I'm saying.
I want to know about, like, the day to day life of a wizard who just.
You're telling me you would feel no interest at all in seeing, like, a janitor on the Death Star.
Yeah.
Janitor.
Yeah.
I want to see what that dude does all day.
Or,
that's,
like,
insane.
A backstory of the dude who owns the wand shop in Harry Potter. Like, I bet that dude's got a fucking insane life. Like, life story.
No,
so,
for
like,
real.
Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah.
No, that's a great point.
Yeah.
Seriously. I definitely recommend it. I recommend that book a lot. I really did enjoy it.
What's it called again?
It's not gonna fucking electrocute your nipples.
Yeah, it'll say twist your nips.
It's gonna be, it's a slow character burn, buildings Roman sort of thing. But it's called Never Let Me Go by Kazuo Ishiguro.
Okay. I'm looking. I'm trying to figure out what I want to read next.
I was gonna ask you, yeah.
What Neuromancer
really
fucked me up. I was just like, I didn't follow that book at all. I didn't know what was happening, and I've never experienced that while reading a book. So I was like, damn, I don't know.
It reminds me because someone on Reddit recently commented on a comment that I made 3 months ago to tell me that they read a book that I'd recommended.
Oh,
it
hell
was World War Z.
Oh, no
and
shit.
They said they really, yeah, and they said they really liked it.
World
and
War
they said
Z,
thanks for recommending it.
World War Z was a great book. That fucking, what was it? The Battle of, was it York? What was it? Where they,
Yonkers.
Yonkers. Yeah, where that was brutal. Fucking.
Dude, I mean, I love that book. Yeah, and they said their favorite was the downed pilot and the welders.
Oh, like, yeah, the, yeah, the, yeah,
yeah. Yeah, that shit rocks.
I don't know, man. I've got, obviously, you know, I'm still subscribed to Audible, so I've got, like, I can get a free book. I just don't know. I need to look through. I didn't finish the Red Rising series because I read the first, like, three or four, and then I kind of, like, oh, I've got enough for two free books. Don't mind if I do skis.
Oh, yeah. What happened with the Red Rising?
So I read the first, like, three or four, and then I was like, okay, I need I was like, I need to take some time and go to something else because I'm kind of, like, just burnt out on this.
There's so few books that I want to read past three.
Exactly. Yeah. So I was
almost no one has done that, right?
Yeah. So I don't know. I've been thinking about going back and looking at that, or fucking Audible shows me a bunch of, like, recommendations, like Solaris by Stanislaw Lem.
Yeah.
Which
yeah,
looks really good.
Off. Let me hear what they are.
So what they're suggesting to me right now is the Blade Runner book by Philip Dick.
That book is good. It's not like I don't know. It's pretty bare bones.
Okay.
All the old Philip Dick sci-fi is like You're not in the world. He doesn't do a lot of details.
I'm not crazy about that, though. I'm not crazy about that.
I like Philip Dick, but Do Androids Dream of Electric Sheep is not one of the ones I recommend often. Yeah, I think Ubik is an even cooler story by him.
There's a cyberpunk book.
Cyberpunk. What is it?
It's called Cyberpunk 2077 No Coincidence, which I guess it's like set in the cyberpunk world and everything, but it's about, I think it's about, I don't know if it's based off like the anime or whatever.
American Psycho?
No, I haven't.
It's pretty goddamn deranged.
Is it?
It's kind of fun.
Yeah.
Oh, it's deranged.
I'll have to take a gander. That's
one to think about.
They've suggested me the Dune book, Burning Chrome by William Gibson, Solaris, like I said. Let's see. What are some of these? iRobot by Isaac Asimov. Diamond Age by Steele Stevenson.
Good, definitely good. I think you'd like Diamond Age, yeah, okay. For sure.
I fucks with that. Then the Shadow of the Torture.
Skip iRobot.
Yeah, it doesn't. It never really kind of appealed to me. Even the movie, I was like, okay. Yeah,
well, whatever. the movie's unrelated.
Is it really? Okay, cool.
Yeah, they just bought the name. The iRobot is a short story collection of all of the robot world three laws that Asimov wrote. There's cool stuff in it that I do think about often. He has this one about like supercomputers being in charge of like everything we do that I think about the concept of that book often.
Yeah, but, that story. Super interesting.
There's a lot of interesting stories in there, but Asimov's writing is mid and he hates women. And there's no ladies in any of his stories.
Damn, that sucks.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Let's see, what else? Recommended for me, The Shogun Part 1. Oh, shit, okay. I've been watching the show. It's been really good. The Infection Omnibus by Craig. It's an apocalyptic zombie by Craig. DeLuey, 27 hours long, huh?
Which one?
It's the trilogy. That's why I was like, no fucking way. One book is 27 hours. This book, it's called The Infection. The Infection Omnibus. Amazon.
I just finished my sad book, and I don't know. I don't know what I want to read right
now. Yes, see, really, I mean, that's
read anything. Right
that's
now.
Where I'm kind of stuck at right now because I'm like. I'm like, I don't know, man.
It has 46 reviews on Goodreads. This is not a very popular novel.
Really? No shit.
Yeah. I mean, for context.
Yeah.
Never Let Me Go has 53,000.
Oh, damn.
So Burning 46 people.
Burning Chrome by William Gibson. Have you read that one?
Yeah, I know what you mean. Dude, it's like sometimes when you read a book like Neuromancer, you're like,
yeah.
I don't know
where to go from here.
But to do now.
Yeah, I have no idea where the fuck to go from here.
I definitely didn't feel the need to read more of his world or universe.
No, I did not either.
I'm good on that.
At fucking all.
I'm good on that.
But, I mean, it's recommended me a bunch of other Neal Stephenson books, too, which I figured
if
it comes down to it and I'm like, I don't know what I want to read, I could just read another Neal Stephenson book.
You'll like Neal Stephenson. Let me look at his oeuvre real quick to see which one I think. Like, Diamond Age is definitely good. It doesn't, like, I don't remember it super well. It, like, out of all of his stories, it's definitely not the most memorable.
Yeah.
It is really good though. Like Cryptonomicon is insanely good. I would say Seven Eves would probably be
Seven Eves.
The other one that you'd really like.
Okay.
Yeah. So yeah. Diamond Age, Cryptonomicon, and Seven Eves would be the three left. Anathem I don't recommend to a lot of people. It's insane. I need to read more of Neal stuff though.
Have you heard of Starter Villain by John Scalzi?
Yes. I'm okay on Scalzi. He's not my favorite. I've read a few Scalzis. He's kind of a hack.
Amazon's been recommending this book to me since I got the fucking app. It's only 8 hours long, but it's got 6.8.
He writes little books. Yes. He wrote I think it was the Kaiju. But he wrote Starship Trooper. Or no, that's Heinlein.
I was about to say, no shit.
Oh, Old Man's War.
Old Man's War. Okay, that's the next.
That's Scalzi, that everybody. Next in line. Yeah, and Kaiju Preservation Society. He's not very detail heavy. He doesn't go, like, I don't know. He's mid. He's not my favorite of all. Scalzi's.
I'll fucking skip over that. I mean, I'll put it on my list, but not fucking. Not super.
I was like, I'm trying to think if we could find something we could both read to talk about next right now. But I may just read the book I have about I don't remember what it's called. It's about that Japanese soldier that they found in the Philippines Islands like 30 years after.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. I know what you're talking about.
I think I might want to read that next.
That'd be tight. Fucking Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. I remember reading that. That might have been, honestly, Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. I had that book. It was all of them in one big book, and that might have been the last book I actually read. That was like 5 or 6 years ago on paper.
Yeah.
It was a fucking
no
hard,
surrender. That's what it's called.
Hard to follow sometimes. But I mean, how long is No Surrender?
It's called No Surrender, My 30-Year War. I don't know if you have an audiobook of that.
No Surrender, My 30-Year War. Let me look. Let's see. No.
Yeah, by
Borges
Hero with two O's.
No Surrender. Hero Onada? Yeah, it's an audiobook. Let's see.
Oh, nice. It's pretty short. It's 226.
Yeah, audiobook, 6 hours. I mean, that's...
I might smash this out.
That's one of the reasons I also like Audible, because they find books like this that are like, you're like, there's no way there's an audiobook, and they make an audiobook out of it like this.
That surprises me. I mean, now that AI is so good, there's going to be audiobooks of everything.
True, because like No Surrender...
Which is cool and also miserable.
The audiobook for No Surrender is only found on Audible. That's
fucking
crazy. Yeah, only on Audible. That's crazy.
It's well rated. That book's well rated. It's very interesting. It's the dude. It's the fucking guy who's like this. Published by the soldier himself.
Damn, that's fucking insane.
My only hesitation is I just read quite a lot about World War II.
Yeah, man. Yeah, that's you're going right back into your wheelhouse.
There's just so much of world. I'm like, this one doesn't count because it's after World War II.
Yeah, and it's like, you know, this isn't an everyday World War II story, so.
No,
you're fucking changing it up.
And reading that one book about the kamikazes was a really interesting insight into, like, the Japanese, like, mindset, the way they were thinking about.
I've read about that to an extent of like how they, you know, like you said, the mindset,
how
fucking dedicated they were. I would like to read more of that though. I would like to read more about that.
So yeah, I think this would be a good one for that. I think that's gonna want to do, because I've read a lot of fiction. I think it's time for me to bang out another nonfiction. I always gotta read some nonfiction.
That's fair. I'm gonna look through my recommended and see if anything grabs my attention. And if nothing does, I'll probably read this book too. I've got two free books. So I mean, if I can do this book, it's only 6 hours. I could bang that out in a fucking workday.
I'm gonna watch a movie after this. I'm not gonna play games. So what movie should I watch? I'll play games on Wednesday.
That's fine. What movie should you watch? What are you in the mood for?
2 hours or less is my main thing, and not the plot of Never Let Me Go, basically.
Okay, fair.
It's pretty wide. I just don't want a mega sad story.
Yeah, I get that. I mean, the two ones we talked about today are pretty fucking not bad. Arkansas and Arizona. Those were two good ones. I'm trying to think of what else I've watched.
You're only doing state name movies?
I guess, bro. I fucking guess. That's what it dawned on me when we were talking about it. I was like, damn, I've watched a lot of state name movies recently.
Have you seen Nebraska with Will Forte?
Let me look.
It's in black and white.
Really? No, I have not. Then I know for a fact I haven't seen that.
It's a good movie. It's a very much a slow burn comedy, but it's like, yeah, he's like taking his dad on a road trip, to go like claim a sweepstakes prize in Nebraska, and it's good. It's a really good movie. Honestly,
I have not seen that. Is the dad in this movie the guy that Quentin Tarantino always puts in his movies? The old Western actor. He was in Hateful Eight. Bruce Dern, I believe. Yeah.
Bruce Dern, yes, he was in Hateful Eight. Yep.
Yeah,
yep.
He puts him in, Quentin Tarantino puts him in like all of his movies because he was an old Western actor that Quentin Tarantino grew up watching.
Oh, I actually didn't even realize that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, holy shit, yeah. This dude was in Hang 'Em High. Wow.
Uh-huh, yeah, because he was, yeah, he wow. was, Quentin Tarantino fucking watched the shit out of Westerns when he was younger, and he started putting all those people in his movies when he
they,
fucking...
They're like, let's see, they're like, here, or he rose to prominence... For movies in 1968, 69, 71, 72, 73, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 81, 82, 89, 96, God. 2005, 26, or 2006, 2017, 2020. Dude's been acting for fucking 70 years.
Forever, dude. Holy shit. That man's got 10 years.
87.
87 years old and still.
Yeah, Nebraska's
still doing
a great
it.
Movie.
I'll put that on my list. I'll have to fucking check that. I've never even heard of it. I love Will Forte. I think he's incredible.
I'm trying to. Well, I want to watch something that's came out that I didn't see last year, you know? Something
that you
like
didn't
that.
See last year.
Wait, did you
year?
Go see. What is that found film one with the devil that's in the theaters right now?
The Devil Made Me Do It?
No, the Conversations with the Devil or whatever?
Maybe. Devil
no,
movie.
Not devil. Not devil. That's Late Night with the Devil.
Oh, no, I haven't seen that one. That's like based in the
70s. A lot of good chatter.
Really?
Wow. Yeah, it's supposed to be
a TV show host, like a talk show host.
It's a found footage movie, too.
Ooh, I like
that. Or like kind of a twist
yeah,
on it. But
yeah,
yeah. I really want to see that. I may go to the theaters.
Yeah, that looks pretty sick, to be honest. I've been seeing like clips of it on my For You page. I might have to go see that, or if it comes out on streaming services, fucking.
It'll probably be on streaming services. And goddamn,
I'm surprised it's not on streaming services right now. To be honest with you,
legit.
Yeah, to be completely honest with you,
that guy who was in the Batman movie, David Dasmalchian or whatever.
David Dasmalchian? Oh, yeah, Dasmalchian. I see. Yeah, crazy-ass last name.
Dude, he is a creepy, creepy,
he
creepy
is.
Dude.
He is a creepy
He was in
fucking...
Prisoners as a big fucking creepy creep, too.
He plays a really...
Yeah, the dark... Yeah.
He's kind of got a little creepy creeper face, you know?
The thing is, he's an excellent actor. He suffers from Paul Dano disease, where he... is an excellent actor, but he only gets cast as like the worst
yeah,
guy because of how
yeah.
gross he looks.
Uh-huh.
You know?
How fucking dead in the eyes he looks. Yeah.
He was in a movie called Boston Strangler, I assume as the Strangler.
Oh, that's bad. That is unfortunate. Quite unfortunate. Well, what are you going to watch when you get off here? I mean, you're looking you're looking for something funny?
I'm going to check the. This says Late Night with the Devil is a 2023 film. No, that can't be right. That can't be right. Why does that come up so often?
What? Late Night with the Devil?
No, like movies, like you can't even figure out what fucking year.
I mean, this.
It actually begins streaming April 19th.
Oh, does it really? Nice. Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, this might have came out. Oh, yeah, release date March 22nd, 2024 is when Late Night
but
with the Devil. Yeah,
IMDb,
but it says 2023 horror, 2023, horror
yeah.
slash comedy. 97% on Rotten Tomatoes, huh?
Yeah, I know it's getting, people are popping off about it.
Damn,
I don't see it.
That's fucking crazy. Check. Yeah, I want to watch that now.
Yeah, they've only got cams up right now for it, so.
Yeah. All right.
It'll be out in 3 weeks.
Yeah,
I'll
fucking watch that shit on streaming
we'll
services.
We'll just watch it when it comes out.
Yeah, and we'll talk about it.
I'll figure something out. I don't know.
All right, let me know what you choose. We're fucking...
Yeah, we're probably done.
Yeah, we're about at 140 where we usually end, so we'll...
That's a good amount of gabbing.
We'll see you guys next week.
Do you have your recommendation?
Fucking Arkansas. Watch Arkansas. It's pretty funny. It is like... It was something that I put on and was like... Or Arizona. Sorry, Arizona. They're both A's. They're both A-R's, man. I put it on as something kind of like background noise, and it's not like the best movie you've ever seen, but it's a little like wacky, and it's fun. Like Danny McBride's a funny dude, and he's like this guy who is like kind of insane, but also like, you know, fucking just stupid as fuck. And they get themselves into a pickle. There is some violence, so I will, you know, someone gets shot in the face, so just a heads up. But other than that, I enjoyed it as a movie, so watch it and let me know what you think.
I want to watch a movie, but I may start the three body problem.
I was going to ask you about that. I haven't watched it yet, so.
I'm not even eager. I mean, the thing, I don't really care that much. Dude, you know what really did it was seeing The Last Airbender. I was like, I don't need shows out of books anymore.
Yeah, I don't either. Need this. Absolutely this do stupid. Not. No.
I don't need this shit. I like it. It exists in a form and I loved it. I don't really need another one.
Yeah, exactly. I agree. I'm still going to watch it just because I like the book so much. I'll be disappointed. I know that for sure. But regardless, it'll watch the first episode and let me know what you think.
Yeah, that's not a bad idea.
Yeah, watch the first episode and let me know, and then I'll fucking watch it. I gotta make sure I still have Netflix, but yeah.
My recommendation is gonna be Succession. I'm now into season 2 of Succession. It's real good. I feel like I can recommend it now.
Really?
Succession rocks.
Okay. Yeah.
Never Let Me Go is a really good book. It's not for everybody, though.
Yeah, it sounds like it's not for everybody.
If you're a giant fucking adult Star Wars fan.
Yeah.
But
slow burn.
Succession rocks. Yeah.
Can't get off without fucking explosions in your face and shit.
Yeah, laser beams and fucking CGI.
All right, well, we'll see you next week with actual content, even though for some reason you guys like these episodes where we gab.
Yeah, so please send us content. People you want us
yeah,
to
yeah, if
cover.
You want us to cover someone, let us know. You can email us at snackspecsmail@gmail.com, but most likely you get a better response hitting us up on Instagram at snackspecspodcast. Don't forget to rate, review, subscribe, and if you want to take advantage of us to promote your product for money, let us know. Yes. We'll see you guys next week. Be safe. Be kind to others. Be kind to yourself. Love you so much. Bye-bye.